fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo silver, the Lone Ranger. Faithful Indian companion Toto, a daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver. Let's go, big fellow. Hi-yo, Silver!
Away! At the territorial prison, two men stood together for a moment inside one of the cells. As they stood near the cell door, staring down the long corridor, one of them was saying,
"You'll be getting out in 2 weeks, Ken. You'll find me waiting outside with a gun and a horse for you."
"Gosh, Sam, that'll be great. Those things cost dough, and I..."
"Oh, forget that, fella. I'm sure Harry Congers will be glad to let you have him after I tell him about you, that you want to join his gang."
"I've heard a lot about Harry Congers."
"So is everybody else in Texas, I reckon. He's plenty smart, and you will be able to have a pot pile of cash stowed away before long if you string along with his gang."
"Better keep quiet. Here comes the guard."
"Yeah, this is where I leave you, Ken, but it won't be for long."
"Well, now on you'll be Sam Pierce again instead of a number. Come on."
"All right, all right. Well, so long, Ken. You've been a good cellmate, and I hope we meet again sometime."
"Thanks, Sam. Good luck."
"Ken Saybrook will be getting out himself in a couple of weeks, and I bet he hopes you don't meet again under the same conditions. Let's get going, Pierce."
Later, Ken Saybrook, looking older than his 22 years, left territorial prison and found Sam Pierce waiting in a grove a short distance away.
"Hey, Ken, over here."
"Sam, you did remember."
"Sure. I got Harry Congress to let me bring you a gun and a bronc, too. Neither one cost him anything, anyway. Now, here's the shooting iron."
"Thanks. How far do we have to ride to get to the gang's hideout?"
"Oh, about 30 miles or so. Hit Leonard, fella. Let's get moving."
"Sure. Easy. Get up.
Get up." "I've been thinking, Ken. Are you sure you want to join Conger's gang?"
"Sure. What makes you ask that, Sam?"
"Well, when I suggested you join the gang, I didn't know you as well as I do now."
"You mean you think I couldn't be trusted?"
"Oh, I didn't say that. Anyway, Harry Conger's never trusts any owl hoot. He makes sure none of them in the gang could double-cross him by making him pull an open-faced job before they really get to be with the gang."
"What do you mean by an open-faced job?"
"Oh, like holding up somebody without wearing a mask of any kind. Of course, in your case, Congress is accepting you because of your prison record, long as I say so."
"I see. How come you think maybe I've changed my mind about joining with him?"
Well, I know you haven't changed your mind, Ken. I was just sort of hoping you would, that's all.
I reckon I don't savvy what you're driving at.
It ain't for me to say or to go in for any preaching, but you're young. You have the chance to make a fresh start. You could go away, maybe to Arizona or Colorado territory, where nobody'd find out about your past.
What about yourself, Sam? You've just finished a long term in prison, so you're paid up as far as the law is concerned, until you pull another job with the gang.
I've thought about it, Ken. Especially since there hadn't been any killings by Conger's gang at the time I was caught and sentenced. Of course, any of the gang who's caught these days will hang for the killings they've done recently.
That's not so good.
You're right, it isn't. But Conger's expected me to come back to the gang when I got out. He had one of the men waiting for me just like I was waiting for you. Nope, I reckon I'd be a dead duck if I tried to run out on Harry Conger's now.
He must be plenty mean.
He's meaner than a rattler that's been stepped on at times. Now, in your case, Harry's never seen you. So if you decided not to go through with joining...
I said I'd join the gang, Sam, so that's what I'll do. I want quick cash, and that's the way to get it.
Uh-huh. Well, after all, I'm to blame for talking you into it in the first place. Let's get a move on, Ken. We have a long way to go yet. Get up there.
Get up.
After an uneventful trip, Ken and his former cellmate followed a narrow, rocky trail down into a secluded hollow. Large boulders bordered the trail. Suddenly, a horseman with ready gun moved out from behind one of them.
Stop where you are!
Hi, Sid. I've been expecting somebody to stop us somewhere along here.
Oh, it's you, Sam. Is that the new fella you're supposed to be bringing to join the gang?
Yep, this is him. Sid, meet Ken.
Howdy, Sid.
Howdy. Looks more like you'd be a preacher than an owl, Hoot.
Thanks. We can't all look the part like you do, Sid.
Listen, you are...
Don't
make...
try it.
See that, Sid? That's plenty fast on the draw. Goes to show you can't judge by looks.
Yeah, he's fast on the draw, I admit. But I don't like the smart talk he gives out with.
I'm not looking for trouble. You started it.
That's right, Sid.
Yeah, maybe I did it there. You better get going. Harry's waiting to meet the new fella.
Right. Let's go again.
Get up. Come on, boy.
You sure took Sid by surprise with that fast draw, Ken. Fact is, I was sort of surprised myself. Didn't expect you were that handy with a gun.
In the business I'm going into, an hombre has to be handy with a gun, Sam.
Yeah, I reckon you're right about that. Sure you don't want to think over...
We're almost to the camp, Sam. It's better if we don't talk about that anymore.
Yeah, sure. Congress has his headquarters in that shack just ahead there. In a couple of minutes, you'll be right in there talking to him.
I'm anxious to meet the outlaw leader I've heard so much about.
Uh-huh. Well, here we are.
Oh, there. Oh, boy.
City. Now, let's go in.
I'm ready. Music.
Howdy, Sam. Figure this must be that hombre Ken you told me about.
Yep, this is Ken Saybrook, Harry.
Hi, Congers. I've heard a lot about you. I've sure been anxious to come here to meet you.
Yeah? Sam told me you wanted to join my gang, but I sort of figured you were older than you are.
What difference does it make?
None. None at all, no. What were you sent to prison for, Saybrook?
I held up the express office in Hallville, a town up near the New Mexico border. A couple of Texas Rangers trailed me and caught up with me.
Must have been your first job.
It was.
You didn't play it smart. Better to start off with a well-organized gang like mine.
I reckon so.
Yeah, Sam will show you what a bunk, Saybrook. Get some grub and some rest. I'll see you later.
All right.
Come on, Ken. I'll show you where to bunk.
That afternoon, the Lone Ranger and Tonto rode the trail near the town of Millbank. The Lone Ranger was talking as they moved leisurely along.
The last news of Harry Conger's and his gang came from down this way, Tonto.
You think Conger's gang still in territory near Millbank, Kemosabe?
That's what we're here to find out. That gang must be stopped. I heard the Texas Rangers consider it to be the most vicious gang in the Southwest Territory.
Them rom kill many people.
When Congers and his gang are caught, every one of them will hang. We'll spend a few days camped in this territory, Tonto. want to be sure that gang doesn't have its hideout near Millbank before we look elsewhere. Let's find a campsite before sunset. Come on, Silver.
Come on, Scout.
That evening, Harry Congers had another talk with Sam and Ken in the gang's headquarters shack. Harry was saying,
"You're not known down in this territory, Saybrook, so there's something I want you to do."
"What is it?"
"I thought you said he wouldn't have to pull a job alone, Harry."
"I'm not having him pull a job, Sam. But he can help get the next job lined up right."
"Oh. What is the next job you're figuring on?"
"Cy Deming owns the biggest spread around here, the Circle D Ranch."
"Yeah, I know.
I've heard of the Circle D spread."
"Deming and his men drove a big herd to the railroad. He'll get paid off in cash, and he'll bring it back with him."
"You wouldn't have a chance of waylaying him with all of his cowpokes riding back with him."
"I'm not that stupid, Sam. What I want Saybrook to do is to ride over to the Circle D like he's a stranger asking his way, or wanting water or something."
"Then what?"
"I want to find out when old Deming is expected back. I understand he drove about 1,000 head of longhorns. At $15 or $20 a head, that'll come to a nice pile of dough."
"Yeah, it would, but like I said..."
"Now listen. The bank in town isn't a large one. If I know when Deming will be back, I'll know he'll put that money in the bank. Then we'll rob the bank, grabbing that cash and all the rest we can lay our mitts on."
After the talk with Congers, Ken Saybrook left the gang's hideout and rode to the Circle D Ranch. He dismounted in front of the ranch house.
"Oh, there, oh boy. Easy.
Good evening, ma'am."
"Good evening. What is it you want?"
"I'm a stranger in this territory, and I'd like to get some information, if you don't mind."
"Won't you step inside a moment?"
"Don't mind if I do. Thanks."
"Now, what is it you want to know?"
"Am I on the right trail to Millbank, Miss..."
"I'm Mary Deming. Yes, the trail out there does lead to Millbank. Have you come far?"
"Quite a distance, Miss Deming. I came up this way to take on a new job."
"Oh, I see. For a moment, I wondered if you were looking for work. Dad's away right now, but he did say he could use some more help before he left."
"I've heard of the Circle D spread. Saw the shingle out at the entrance with your brand on it."
"Why, I didn't know our ranch was so well known."
"Oh, but it is. Must be a fine place to work."
"Everyone seems satisfied here, anyway."
"Well, maybe I might decide to make a change after I've tried the job I'm going to. When do you expect your father to come back?"
"Dad went with some of the men on a cattle drive to the railroad. He expects to get back sometime tomorrow."
"Tomorrow, huh?"
"Yes. Oh, I'm not very hospitable to a stranger. Won't you sit down and I'll have the cook bring something to eat? If you've been traveling all day, you must be starved."
"Gosh, Miss Deming, that's mighty nice of you to think of that, but... Well, I stopped at a place a few miles from here and the folks there gave me food. Thanks just the same."
"Well, when you come back for that job with Dad, I'll expect you to eat with us, so you be sure you're hungry."
"But I didn't say I was definitely coming back. Well, I said if the job I was going to didn't pan out,
I'm sure you'd like working here better, Mr.
Saybrook. Ken Saybrook."
"I like that name, Ken."
"Gosh, do you? Oh, by golly, when your father does get back, I... Well, maybe I'll see you again. I have to leave now."
"All right.
Goodbye, Miss Deming."
"Goodbye, Ken."
"Great day. I didn't expect to run into a fine girl like that. I've a good mind of... No. I have to go through with it. I have to stay with Harry Conker's gang. Easy, boy. Get up."
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger adventure. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. to continue. As he left the Circle D ranch, Ken Saybrook was troubled by Mary Deming's beauty and friendliness, but he was determined to forget about her and go on with his plans. Meantime, the Lone Ranger and Tonto had left their camp and rode toward town in the moonlight. They were following the trail along the boundary of the Circle D spread, and as they rounded a bend, they came face to face with Ken Saybrook. The three men simultaneously reined to a stop.
Masked man and an Indian.
No need to draw your gun. We're not outlaws.
That's right. I'm riding on, and you better not try to stop me.
We have no intention of stopping you.
Someone else may be watching us right now, so you'd better be careful. If you try to trail me, you may run into something you don't expect. Get up
there. Savvy, Kimasabi. It's easy for us to shoot him as him rode away.
Yes, I know. Let's ride on. Come on, Silver.
Get him up, Scout. Why you think him talk and act like that?
I sense something behind it all, Tonto. He knew we could have shot him, yet he rode on without looking back.
That's right.
What he said about someone else watching gave me the idea he might have thought he was followed.
Ah, but we not see anyone else.
I have a feeling he knew who we are. What he said about not trailing him or we'd run into something we didn't expect struck me as a hint that he wanted us to follow him.
Me think you're right, Kimasabi. Me think him know us. That only reason he act that way and take chance.
We'll turn around and go back, Tonto.
We maybe trail, fella?
When someone threatens me to keep me from doing something, there's usually a big reason behind it. We'll try to pick up that man's trail. Come on, Silver.
Come on, Scout.
Somebody had been watching from a nearby arroyo, and as the masked man and Indian stopped and rode back, a horseman left the arroyo after they went around the bend and rode along a nearby branch trail. The outlaw Sid, who had been sent out to follow and watch Ken, reached the secluded hideout before Ken did. Sid reined to a fast stop at the shack.
Ho there!
Sid, find out something about the new fella?
Yeah, I trailed him, like you said, Harry. He went to the Circle D, and he came out and started back by the regular trail. I rode in the arroyo to keep out of sight.
Yeah, where is he now? What happened?
He's coming. He should be here almost any minute. I took a shortcut back. On the trail, he met two hombres. One of them was masked. The other was an Indian. Moon was bright enough for me to see him clearly.
Well, what of it?
Saybrook got scared, looked like. He threatened him with his gun. And he said something about they better not try anything. Follow him or they'd run into trouble. And he rode past him and headed for here.
Yeah, he's lucky they didn't blast him.
Sure. But I know why they didn't, Harry. They must have got suspicious, so they turned around and started to trail him. You see, that masked hombre is the one you've been warned about.
Lone Ranger?
Yeah, I'm sure of it. They were talking loud. I heard him say he wasn't an outlaw. And when he started his horse, he called him Silver. And that horse was a big white stallion.
You can't figure why they got suspicious of Saybrook.
Because he acted so scared, I reckon. Anyway, I saw him turn around and start following.
Yeah, well, maybe it's a good thing they did. Go up the trail and tell Wes not to stop him. I'll get the others here. In fact, you better have Wes come here to the shack, too.
What are you going to do?
Let Ken Saybrook be the bait to bring him here to the shack. Then we'll jump that masked man and Indian once they're inside. Now, get going.
The outlaws quickly gathered in the shack and received their instructions.
You know what you're to do. Wes, you take two of the men and go to the boulders where the trail comes into the hollow. Don't bother Saybrook. Watch for the other two. They'll probably dismount and try to sneak down to the shack on foot. Get the drop on them and bring them in here.
All right, boss. I'll take Joe and Dave with me. Let's go, fellas.
What are you going to do after you get them inside here?
Give them each a bullet and bury them 6 feet under. That new fella Saybrook doesn't know the favor he's doing us the first night he's with us. Now all we have to do is wait. He should be coming any minute.
Where's Ken now? Wait till he finds out what Sid told you.
Hi, Congress. Hi, Sam.
How'd you make out, Saybrook?
All right.
Found out Deming's expected sometime tomorrow.
Anything happen on the way back, Ken?
Yeah. I thought I was going to have a run-in with a couple of hombres that looked like owl hoots. But I bluffed them and got away all right.
Well, good for you, Saybrook. Sit down. We'll all talk about that bank job.
Shortly after Ken arrived, the Lone Ranger and Tonto moved down the rocky trail toward the hollow. As they reached the entrance to the hollow, Silver whinnied a warning.
Oh, Silver,
look out.
Oh, fella.
Oh. Silver, give warning.
Yes. Look there in the hollow. A shack and a few tents. Silver must have caught the scent of the men there.
Ah. And what we do?
We'll dismount and investigate that shack. Easy, steady, Bigfoot.
We see horse out front.
That's probably the one the man we followed was riding. Come on.
Reach, both of you. We got to cover from behind these boulders.
Yeah, we came into a trap. Better do as he says. All right, we're reaching.
These are the two we were expecting. All right, both of you, keep your hands high and walk to that shack. Now get moving.
Is all ready to receive both here. Nice of you to let one of our boys lead you here.
Fella around trail trick us, look like.
We asked for it.
Go on. Inside.
Well, look who's here. Boys, you all heard of the masked man and Indian who've been on our trail.
You must be Harry Congers.
Right. We know you. We're 7-2, mister. You don't have a chance.
I've sure heard a lot about that, hombre.
Haven't we all?
Now I'll take your guns and then unmask you, mister. After that, we're going to let you run out the door, both of you. We'll have two good targets for a little practicing. Wes, you and the other two get around in front of them. I got them covered with my gun.
Right, boss.
As Wes and the other two stepped around the Lone Ranger and Tonto and joined the others, Ken and Sam nonchalantly moved one to each side of the shack. Then they suddenly drew their guns. Ken spoke.
Don't anybody move.
Hey,
Sam and I got you covered.
Hey, what's the idea?
As Harry turned momentarily to look in amazement at Ken, the Lone Ranger and Tonto grabbed their guns.
Now we're 4-5, Congers. We seem to have found friends here.
Sam, what the devil goes on? Why have you...
It's Ken's idea, and I'm with him, Harry. I don't pull anything.
I'll fix that new fella.
Don't try it.
No!
The rest of you, drop your guns.
Not me. Watch I'll it. Show you.
Hey, now we're 3-4. We better drop the guns.
Sure. Pick up their guns, Tonto.
You get them.
By thunder, I don't know why Ken wanted it like this, but when he whispered to me what to do, I just did it.
I'm glad you played along with me, Sam. I knew who the masked man and Indian were when I met them. I purposely wanted them to follow me. I figured Sid or someone had trailed me and might be nearby.
Just why did you do it, Ken?
Because it's my job, just as you've made it yours to catch crooks and killers. I'm Ken Saybrook of the Texas Rangers.
But you were in prison with me.
That was all planned, Sam. Now we can be friends and you can go straight. Forget I was a cellmate.
Ken, you've done a good job.
Thanks. But without you, it might have ended differently. If you and Tonto will help me get these men to town, there's something else I want to do. Get Sam a good job.
What? Now, hold on, Ken.
Sam, it looks as though you're taking orders from the Texas Rangers these days. Let's start for town with these crooks.
The following day, Ken, Sam, the Lone Ranger, and Tonto stopped at the entrance to the Circle D Ranch. After a few words, the Lone Ranger and Tonto waited, while Ken and Sam rode to the ranch house and dismounted.
Oh, oh there. Easy.
Well, what do you want, young fella?
Dad, that's the young man I told you about.
Oh, it is it?
I understand you might need a good ranch hand, Mr. Deming.
Of course he does.
Seems like I do, according to my daughter.
Fine. You have a job, Sam.
Hey, that's darn nice of you folks. Yes, sir.
But I thought... Well, Mr. Saber, Ken, I thought
Oh, I have a good job.
You see my badge?
Texas Ranger. Well, what do you know?
Yep, and a darned good one. He and his friends, that masked man and Indian waiting out there, caught the Congers gang last night and saved your cattle money to boot.
I don't understand all this.
And they figured on robbing the town bank tonight.
Who, that masked man and Indian?
No, no, the Congers gang.
Well, why didn't you tell me last night, Ken, that you... Well, I did think you wanted the job here.
Well, looks like you'll have to get along with this old codger. What's his name?
Name's Sam, and I'm not an old codger, mister.
Sam's a fine man, Mr. Deming. I know he'll make good.
But that masked man out there, what is all this anyway?
I'll be back later to explain it all more fully, if Mary doesn't mind.
Oh, then you'll come for dinner?
I sure would like to, Mary. I'll ride a ways with my friends, and I'll come back.
Yeah. Looks like your friends are getting ready to ride away now. They're waving their hats at us.
Well, that means they think Ken ought to stay right here while he's got the chance. Yep, that masked man sure smart to the ways of the world.
At least he seems to understand what Ken should do better than Ken does himself. Who is that masked man, anyway?
He's an hombre every Texas Ranger hopes to be like someday, Mary. He's the Lone Ranger.
This is a feature of The Lone Ranger Incorporated, created by George W. Trendle, produced by Trendle Campbell Enterprises, directed by Charles D. Livingston, and edited by Fran Stryker. The part of The Lone Ranger is played by Brace Beamer.